There is a simple morning ritual on any small farm. A distant rooster, the creak of a weathered gate, and the glint of 100 tiny eyes as goats wait for a new day's instructions. Listen closely and the air vibrates with legacy. Stories centuries deep of people and animals shaping one another through hardship, hunger, storms, and stubborn hope. Raising goats for meat is not a romantic side project. It's stubborn, resilient work. With every soft-eyed kid born in spring, there's also a winter's night spent patching fences or treating illness by lamplight, learning again that nature's lessons are stern but fair. This guide is not just a journey across A to Z steps, but an excavation of the inner grit, daily triumphs, and relentless curiosity that mark a real homesteader's heart. So if you've ever wondered what it truly takes to build a life from the soil up, through seasons of laughter, mud, setbacks, and harvests, this is your invitation to join the goat path. A journey of survival, stewardship, and witness, one hard-won lesson at a time. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. What It Really Takes, Mindset and Foundations. Part 1. Looking Inward, The Homesteader's Mindset. Homesteading's first true test has nothing to do with land, animals, or cash. It's all about motivation. Before you hammer a single post or select your first doe, you must examine your driving force. Is it a yearning for self-sufficiency, a closer tie to the pulse of land and living things, or pride in food you raised yourself? This journey isn't for the half-hearted. The core lesson, passed quietly from generation to generation, is simple. Resilience is the secret ingredient. Your first year will humble you. Every mistake cuts deep. Every small success feels monumental. But year by year, the early stumbles become the stories you pass on, and the old failures turn into hard-won wisdom. Welcome failure as a teacher. When your herd escapes or a rainstorm ruins freshly stacked hay, see these as lessons in patience and ingenuity. Build routines, daily structure. Feeding, health checks, fence walks, anchors you in chaos. Know when to listen. Ego has no place in the barn. Your best tools are curiosity and humility. Seek community. Shared stories with neighbors, old-timers, or online forums are the invisible fence between you and disaster. A season of firsts. The winter wind rattled my new fencing the morning the goats escaped. I spent sunrise chasing them from a neighbor's orchard, embarrassment burning as fiercely as the frostbitten wire in my hands. The lesson: no fence is ever as strong as your determination to reinforce it. But each blunder eventually strengthens both fence and farmer. Mindset exercises. Journal your hopes and fears before you begin. Plan for setbacks by acknowledging they'll happen and creating contingency lists. Don't isolate. Even the best homesteaders depend on a safety net of experienced voices. Part 2, getting ready, assessing resources and setting goals. Your dream needs roots. Before goats arrive, inspect your resources and craft realistic goals. Inventory checklist. Time. Daily goat care is non-negotiable, regardless of holidays, cold snaps, or exhaustion. Land. Survey your property. Is water reliable? Pasture lush enough? Shade and shelter accessible? Fencing. Goats are escape artists. Inadequate fencing leads to frustration, lost animals, and community headaches. Shelter. Plan dry, draft-free spaces. Think beyond the first winter. Ease of cleaning and access matter. Money. Beyond the basics, set aside funds for vet emergencies and equipment repairs. Support system. A committed family, reliable neighbors, and relationships with extension agents are vital. Purpose sets the path. Are you feeding only your household or hoping to sell at local markets? Each aim affects. Breeds you'll select. Infrastructure you'll design. Market and legal requirements you'll research early. Setting a soul deep. Why? Is your lifetime North Star when the daily grind threatens your resolve? First steps, practical. Walk every inch of intended pasture. Imagine it through goat eyes. Test your fences, even if twice. Sketch a rough business or goal plan, even on scrap paper. Part 3. First steps, learning from the land and tradition. Reading the land. Long before a buck or doe enters your life, your real allies are patience and observation. Study your fields at all hours. See where the morning sun falls, which patches flood after heavy rain, and where brambles grow thickest. the very best goat habitat isn't always obvious. Goats thrive where others see weeds and tangles. Tradition as teacher. Visit the oldest farmer in your county. Listen, don't just ask questions. Join goat associations or online homesteading groups. Read extension bulletins, but cross-check every tip against what you see on your own land. Your first logbook. Get a simple notebook. Begin writing. Hopes, anxieties, early expenses, first fencing blunders. Land observations, seasonal notes, grass growth, drainage patterns. Names of every mentor or neighbor who offers advice. Over time, this log will become your family's own field guide, a Smithsonian archive of failure, triumph, and knowledge earned in calloused hands. The hardest lesson. One spring, a late frost killed the pasture I'd counted on, forcing me to scramble for hay, stretch every dollar, and accept a neighbor's generous rescue. Humility became as necessary as feed. But with each crisis survived, I grew more attuned to land and herd, less fearful and more capable. Chapter 2, Land Layout and Getting Started. Part 1. Choosing the right land, seeing potential everywhere. Great goat farming begins before a single hoof sets down, with land. The best plot may be sprawling or humble, hidden at the end of a country lane or tucked on the edge of a suburban lot. What matters is not acreage, but knowing the soul of your soil. What makes good goat land? Topography. Goats favor rolling hills, rocky knolls, brush. They thrive where others see trouble. Flat, soggy patches invite hoof rot and parasites, but a mix of elevation and cover means healthier animals. Forage and browse. Walk the parcel at dawn, noon, dusk. Is there thick undergrowth? Wild brambles? Hardwoods for late season shelter or shade. Goats are browsers before grazers. Diversity of plants is more nourishing than just a sea of grass. Water. No herd survives on hope alone. Seek reliable, year-round sources. A pond, creek, spring, or well-tapped system. Test your water. It should be clean enough for you to drink. Neighbor relations. Invisible fences go both ways. Introduce yourself, explain your goals, and ask about predator pressure, dogs, or past livestock disputes. Goodwill, once built, is priceless insurance. Zoning and access. Research local regulations on livestock limits, fencing, setbacks, and processing. Ensure you have truck access for feed delivery, hay, or animal transport. Personal discovery. The land that fits you. I found my perfect homestead in an overgrown patch, half wild, half memory of an orchard, edges bristling with honeysuckle and wild rose. Each season revealed its strengths. Shade in July, southern sun in winter, blackberry thickets fat with nutrition by late spring. Land choosing checklist. Spend a full day, through different weather and light, just observing. Read the land's history, droughts, floods, old maps, wild animal patterns. Ask, can I build here, adapt here, belong here? Part 2, preparing infrastructure. First fences and shelter. Before goats arrive, your main job is to create a haven, safe from weather, predators, and the mischief of the herd itself. Fencing, the first battle. Anyone who says goats are easy to fence has never kept goats for long. Invest in sturdy woven wire or high tensile electric fencing at least 4 feet tall. For larger breeds, 5 feet is better. Every weak spot will be tested by horns, hooves, or sheer goat ingenuity. Corner posts. Sink deep, brace well, and use rot-resistant wood or steel. Gates. Easy swinging, self-closing, and always latched. Double-check at night. Predator-proofing. Coyote, dogs, and even stray people test boundaries. Skirt wire with mesh at the base to deter digging, place motion lights, and always patrol after storms. Maintenance. Walk the line after every hard wind or deep freeze. Shelter. Dry, draft-free, dignified. Goats built for rugged hills will bed down anywhere. But give them clean straw and dry shelter, and you'll have healthier, more content animals. Three-sided sheds. Face the open side away from prevailing winter winds. Barn basics. Easy to clean, separate kitting area, well-ventilated, wide aisle. Shade and rain, as vital as roof and walls. Hang tarps, plant fast-growing shrubs, or create loafing sheds for midday respite. Preparing water and feeding areas. A steady, frostproof water supply is essential. Automatic troughs work best, but buckets changed twice daily suffice for smaller flocks. Place feeders under cover. Goats are notorious for turning feed into bedding if they can reach hay on the ground. Part 3. Establishing your rhythm. first season on Goat Time. The day the animals arrive, everything becomes real. You are suddenly responsible for a small, lively tribe who depend on you for safety, sustenance, and routine. The arrival, settling in. Isolation if needed. Quarantine new arrivals for 2 weeks to avoid spreading hidden illness to existing animals. First night, expect little sleep. Goats will test every fence and call for lost herd mates. Observation. Walk among them quietly. Learn personalities. Who is bold, who is shy, who picks fights, who lags behind. Routines. Morning feed, midday check, evening headcount. Consistency calms the nervous and helps you spot trouble early. A farmer's reflection. My first night with goats, every strange noise shot me upright in bed. I learned to listen for the true emergencies. The frantic bleat, the distant clink of wire. That season, calm perseverance mattered more than know-how. Small rituals, like greeting every goat by name, became anchors in a time of constant learning. Early troubles, and how to weather them. Escapes, reinforce low spots, plug gaps with rocks or boards. Sickness, isolate coughing or listless goats. Consult a vet at the first sign of persistent trouble. Predators, lock up every night, rotate pastures, and stay vigilant. Logbook habit, recording the first season. Each night, jot down what surprised you, what made you proud, and, especially, what went wrong. These notes are your most precious resource come next year's planning. Chapter 3, Breed Selection and Sourcing Stock. Part 1, Deciding on the Right Breed, Form Follows Function. Choosing a goat breed isn't about which animal looks friendliest. It's about building your success from the genetics up. Meat production isn't equal across breeds. Resilience, size, mothering ability, and growth rates vary sharply from one lineage to another. Key considerations. Climate compatibility. Some breeds shrug off harsh winters or humid summers. Others struggle. Match breed to your local weather or be ready to invest in more shelter and care. Growth rate and carcass yield. Look for goats known for rapid weight gain and substantial muscle. Temperament and hardiness. Docile, robust goats mean fewer headaches for beginners and small-scale farmers. Local adaptation. Goats bred locally for generations often outperform fancier imports in real-world conditions. Popular meat breeds. Boar. Heavy, fast-growing, mild-mannered. An industry favorite for large, meaty kids. Kiko. Renowned for hardiness, parasite resistance, and low maintenance. Thrive on rough forage. Spanish. Tough, resourceful, well-adapted to brush country and minimal input. Savannah and myotonic. Fainting noted for muscular build and calm disposition. Beyond the breed, lineage matters. Don't just buy a boar. Investigate bloodlines. Ask to see records on birth weights, growth rates, litter size, and health issues. A reputable breeder's transparency is gold. Farmer's anecdote. My first boars were beautiful, but prone to hoof problems in our wet spring. I learned quickly to consult local forums and longtime farmers, whose rugged mixed breed does deliver twins through blizzards and droughts with little fuss. Part 2. Where and how to find healthy stock. Now comes the careful search. This isn't about snapping up the cheapest goat at the nearest sale barn. Sourcing healthy, well-managed animals is an investment that repays itself through years of lower vet bills, faster growth, and fewer heartbreaks. Sourcing options. Reputable breeders. Visit in person, ask for herd health records, observe adult animals and kids in their environment. Local farm networks. Agricultural extension offices know who's raising good stock nearby. Goat shows and associations. Meet breeders committed to quality and transparency. Farm auctions, use caution, inspect, quarantine, and buy only from farms with a strong local reputation. The purchase process. Pre-visit. Make a checklist of questions, disease history, culling policy, breeding goals. On the farm, look for well-kept pens, plump and bright-eyed stock, no excessive limping, coughing, or runny noses. Paperwork. Insist on written health, deworming, and vaccination records. Transport. Plan safe, stress-minimizing transport, clean trailer, fresh bedding, water for the trip home. Red flags. Overstocked pens, dirty water, or sickly animals are signs to walk away. Sellers who won't answer questions or rush the sale often hide costly issues. Farmer's reflection. Once, eager to expand my herd quickly, I bought goats from an unsupervised farm auction. Within a month, my barn was under siege from parasites and respiratory illness. an expensive, stressful lesson in due diligence and the real cost of bargains. Part 3. Building long-term relationships and herd health. Acquiring your first herd is not the finish line. It's the beginning of a partnership with both animals and your network of mentors. Cultivating mentors and allies. Stay in touch. Good breeders are valuable resources long after the check clears. Lean on their advice. Return the favor by sharing updates and insights from your own journey. Find your tribe. Local goat clubs, online forums, and extension livestock agents are rich sources of troubleshooting and encouragement. Continuing education. Attend workshops, webinars, and farm field days whenever possible. Goat care is a moving target as research and best practices evolve. Quarantine and first days home. Initial quarantine. Keep new arrivals isolated for at least 2 weeks. Monitor for signs of distress, illness, or parasites. Gentle integration. Introduce goats slowly to their new environment and herd mates. Minimize stress, offer extra forage, and let them adjust to you gradually. Observation. The first month is critical. Track eating habits, social dynamics, and early hoof or coat issues. Farmer's story. Bringing my first real foundation, herd home felt triumphant, but nerves kept me vigilant. Those evenings spent quietly sitting among the new goats, learning their voices and quirks, made future health checks and handling far easier. The beginnings of trust on both sides of the barn door. First records. From day one, start a herd book. Note breed, pedigree, genetic quirks, and every health or behavior incident. These records underpin every choice you'll make as your operation matures. Chapter 4, Daily Care and Routines. Part 1, Setting the Rhythm. Morning to night on the goat farm. A thriving goat operation is built not on grand gestures, but on a series of small, deliberate acts, repeated every day with mindful attention. Routines are the invisible scaffolding, protecting the herd from oversight, exhaustion, and disaster. Morning routines. Headcount. Circle the pen before the sun is up. Every goat's presence and health is accounted for. Listless or missing animals are a warning. Act quickly. Feeding. Offer fresh hay, check mineral feeders, and assign any measured feed rations. Hang hay nets at a height to minimize waste. Water, dump, rinse, and refill water troughs each morning. Goats are fussy about cleanliness. Stale or soiled water quickly leads to dehydration or illness. Observation. Scan for abnormal gait, hacking coughs, sneezing, unusual droppings, and changes in appetite. Early detection can save weeks of struggle later. Midday and evening routines. Supplemental feeding. If needed, offer grain to growing kids or lactating does. Check if goats are eating, not simply scattering, their rations. Pasture check. Rotate goats as needed to prevent overgrazing and parasite buildup. Inspect fences and gates after every move. Shelter and comfort. Rake bedding, open slash close ventilation as weather shifts, and remove manure to limit odor and flies. Night check. Final walkthrough by dusk. Confirm all animals are secure, headcount matches, and nobody is in distress. Special touches. Names and notes. Greet each goat by name. Track mood and appetite changes in a pocket notebook. Bonding. Spend 5 minutes sitting quietly in the barn daily. Gentle herds are easier to handle and monitor. Part 2. Feeding, nutrition, and water. What goats really need. The foundation of good goat meat is laid every day at the feeder and water trough. The right nutrition program encourages robust growth, healthy coats, and disease resistance. Forage and hay. Primary diet. Goats are browsers. Supplement as much pasture as possible, bramble, brush, wild grasses, supplemented by high-quality hay, especially in winter. Hay quality. Choose leafy, green, mold-free hay. Alfalfa or clover boosts growth for young or pregnant animals. Store hay in a dry, well-ventilated area to prevent spoilage. Minerals and supplements. Loose minerals. Provide free choice goat-specific mineral mixes. Never use sheep minerals, which lack essential copper. Salt. Always offer plain, loose salt separately. Other supplements. In deficient regions, consider selenium, magnesium, or cobalt blocks as recommended by your extension agent or vet. Water, non-negotiable. Fresh, clean water at all times. In freezing months, use heated buckets or break ice frequently. Goats reduce their food intake if water is cold or inaccessible. Seasonal feeding adjustments. Kids. Creep feed with highly digestible grains. gradually introduce forage. Pregnant/lactating does. Increase energy and calcium. Add grain or high-potency hay. Breeding bucks. Maintain good body condition but avoid overfeeding. Feeding problems, early solutions. Sudden changes in diet can cause bloat or digestive upset. When introducing new feeds, mix gradually over 7 to 10 days. Refused feed? Investigate for spoilage, competition, or underlying illness. Part 3. Building sustainable habits, records, cleanliness, and early intervention. Cleanliness as prevention. Manure management. Remove soiled bedding weekly. Deep strip pens between seasons. Compost waste for garden use or safe disposal. Bedding, straw, shavings, or deep litter systems can be used. Monitor for mold or ammonia. Footing, gravel around water and feed areas cuts down mud and hoof problems. Record keeping, daily logs. Note feeding, arrivals/departures, signs of heat, illnesses, or injuries. Health records, vaccinations, deworming, kitting, sales, written and digital copies for reference and regulatory inspection. Growth tracking. Regularly weigh kids and record progress to market weights. First aid and fast response. Keep a stocked kit. Thermometer, wound salve, electrolytes, syringes, bandages. Act early. Isolate sick goats. Consult a vet if any doubt. Most illnesses spread fastest by waiting for just one more day. Save emergency numbers. Veterinarian, extension office, experienced neighbor. A day in the life, reflection. At day's end, after the quiet shuffle of hooves and the dust settles in the barn, you realize most problems are solved or averted not through dramatic fixes, but by steadfast, thoughtful attention. The farm's peace isn't the absence of trouble, but the quiet confidence that comes from being present, informed, and ready. Chapter 5. Health and Veterinary Care. Part 1. Building a proactive health plan. The heart of successful goat meat production is a healthy herd. Prevention, early detection, and swift action shape whether your farm will thrive or struggle through crisis after crisis. Like a seasoned orchestra, routine care, vaccines, and watchful eyes keep the music flowing smoothly. Seasonal wellness calendar. Vaccination. Core vaccine is CDT, protects against clostridial diseases and tetanus. Administer to kids at 4 to 8 weeks, with a booster a month later, then annually. Deworming. Rotate dewormers to prevent resistance. Perform fecal egg counts to guide targeted treatments. Overuse of dewormers breeds superworms that medicines can't touch. Hoof trimming. Every 6 to 8 weeks. Neglected hooves invite rot, abscesses, and lameness. Breeding and kitting prep. Vaccinate does 4 weeks before kitting. Prepare clean, well-bedded pens for birthing. Disease loves mud and damp. The value of observation. True skill lies in learning your goat's normal behaviors. Appetite, gait, voice. Subtle changes, drooping ears, slow movements, isolation from the herd, signal brewing trouble. Early isolation of sick animals protects the rest. Simple daily checks. Eyes clear and bright. Gums pink, not pale or blue. Coat glossy, not rough or patchy. Normal feces, no diarrhea or persistent berries. Part 2. Handling common illnesses and emergencies. Even with perfect routines, goats will fall ill. Successful keepers become detectives, recognizing early signs and acting with calm urgency. The Big 5. Coccidiosis, especially in kids after stress or weather change. Causes diarrhea, weight loss, sudden death. Treat quickly with vet-prescribed coccidiostats. Pneumonia. Drafts and dampness are triggers. Symptom. Rapid breathing, coughing, fever. Isolate and call your vet for antibiotics. Foot rot. Manifests as lameness, swollen hooves, foul odor. Treat with trimming, topical treatments, and dry bedding. Bloat. Sudden swelling of the left side, distress, grinding teeth. Remove feed, walk the goat, call for emergency instructions if it worsens fast. Parasites. Pale gums, bottle jaw, swelling under chin, poor growth. Deworm as needed with vet guidance. Emergency action plan. Always have an emergency vet number handy. Stock the barn with a basic first aid kit. Digital thermometer, electrolytes, wound ointment, syringes, bandages, and activated charcoal. Fast isolation prevents spread. Never gamble on waiting one more day. When to call the vet. Fever above 104 degrees Fahrenheit, 40 degrees Celsius. Lacerations that won't stop bleeding. Persistent inappetence. Severe diarrhea, especially in kids, breathing difficulty, or severe bloat. Part 3. Working with your veterinary team and community. Strong relationships with animal health professionals make a difference. Good communication and mutual respect nourish herd health. Finding the right vet. Seek professionals with small ruminant experience. Interview them ahead of crisis if possible. Join local livestock or goat clubs. Word of mouth reveals who farmers trust. Build a relationship. Update your vet on herd goals, show willingness to learn, and never argue over their fees. Community support. Seasoned goat keepers are often better than textbooks for on-the-ground advice. Attend extension seminars, farm days, and animal health workshops. Participate in online goat forums and share your solutions and frustrations. Ongoing education. Stay updated. Medical guidelines, parasite resistance, and disease risks change over time. Subscribe to agricultural publications or newsletters from your extension office. Reflection from the field. The goats I nearly lost to pneumonia one spring taught me humility and the value of checking the barn's airflow and dryness even when it's always been fine. Each emergency, if met with action and learning, becomes a new layer of preparedness for the years ahead. Chapter 6. Breeding and kitting, building for the next generation. Part 1. Breeding, planning for productivity. Strategic breeding is the backbone of a sustainable meat goat operation. Every new kid represents another chance to improve your herd's hardiness, growth rate, and mothering ability. Careful planning yields easier kitting seasons and stronger, healthier stock. Preparing for breeding season. Timing. Choose a defined breeding season so kids are born in favorable weather, typically late winter through early spring for most climates. Buck selection. Genetics shape every future generation. Select bucks with proven growth, gentle temperament, parasite resistance, and strong hooves. Ask for lineage and health records. Doe readiness. Only healthy, mature does should be bred. Ensure each is in optimal body condition, with recent vaccinations and deworming. Record keeping. Track heat cycles, breeding dates, and parentage to plan for staggered kitting or to minimize overlap during busy periods. Detecting heat and successful breeding. Signs of heat. Restlessness, tail wagging, vocalizing, and mounting behavior. Some does have subtle signs. Meticulous observation pays off. Breeding methods. Pasture breeding, buck runs with herd, is simple but less controlled. Hand breeding. Introducing does to the buck individually, allows precise tracking. Pregnancy confirmation. Signs appear after 3 to 4 weeks. Returned heat means no pregnancy. Some farmers conduct ultrasounds or blood tests for confirmation. Farmer's reflection. My first carefully managed breeding season taught me humility. Two prime does didn't settle, conceive, while a skittish yearling surprised me with twins. Experience revealed that observation, patience, and sound records matter more than luck. Part 2. Preparing for kitting. A time of anticipation. Kitting is an exciting and anxious season. Preparation helps prevent emergencies and supports new life. Kitting countdown. Gestation period. 150 days, about 5 months, from breeding to birth. Sorting the herd. Move heavily pregnant does to clean, well-bedded kitting pens 1 to 2 weeks before due dates. Isolate skittish or first-timers for close monitoring. Kitting kit essentials. Keep gloves, clean towels, iodine, scissors, gentle lubricant, and electrolyte mix on hand. Recognizing signs of labor. Engorged udder, swelling vulva, restlessness, nest building, and vocalizing. Most does eat less and become more aloof just before labor. Birthing support. Normal birth. Head and 2 feet first. Most does require little intervention. Assistance. Only intervene if labor stalls, kids present abnormally, or a doe is clearly in distress. Post-birth. Clean mucus from kids' noses, dip navels in iodine, and ensure first nursing for colostrum intake. Farmer's anecdote. My easy old doe once gave a quiet, trouble-free triplet delivery at midnight, while a beloved yearling jammed up with a breech kid. Quick thinking and gentle guidance, learned from watching mentors, made the difference that night. Part 3. Caring for newborns, first days matter most. Freshly born kids are bundles of vulnerability and promise. Early care shapes their future growth and survival. Immediate newborn care. Warmth. Lick dry by the mother is best. Cold. Wet kids need towel drying and a heat lamp or warm water bottle in winter. Colostrum. ensure kids nurse within 1 to 2 hours. This first milk is essential for immunity. Bonding. Watch for disinterested mothers or weak kids. Sometimes gentle guiding or bottle feeding is necessary. Ongoing newborn management. Health checks. Monitor umbilical healing. Check for signs of pneumonia, diarrhea, or joint issues in the first days. Tagging/identification. Use ear tags or markings and record each kid's birth data. Growing strong. Offer creep feeders. Areas only kids can access for extra high-quality feed after the first week. Early challenges. Chill, rejection, and predators are the main threats the first week. Vigilance, warm bedding, and immediate intervention are your best tools. Each lambing season is a lesson in humility, wonder, and adaptation. Reflection. Kidding time reaffirms the cycle of life on the homestead. It's a season where careful preparation, quiet watchfulness, and fast action blend into the traditions of every goat-raising farmer. Chapter 7. Raising kids to market, growth, weaning, and preparation. Part 1. Monitoring growth. Every pound counts. From the moment healthy, wobbly kids hit the straw, your focus shifts to maximizing their potential. Early life is when your investment and herd management skills show their greatest return. Tracking progress. Weigh regularly. Use a livestock scale or weight tape, recording each kid's birth weight and then weekly gains. Expected rate. 0.3 to 0.5 pounds per day for top breeds and conditions. Visual assessment. Check body condition. Ribs should be covered but palpable. Glossy coats and energetic play signal robust health. Record keeping. Document each animal's growth. Patterns emerge, revealing genetic standouts and those needing extra attention. Nutritional focus. Mother's milk is gold for the first 6 to 8 weeks. Afterward, offer the best quality hay and especially formulated creep feed so kids learn to nibble and grow rapidly. Clean water and fresh, loose minerals must always be available and placed low enough for kids to reach easily. Preventing early problems. Watch closely for slow gainers or kids struggling at the feeder. These issues must be addressed quickly with supplements or, if needed, bottle feeding. Parasite management starts early. Fecal exams reveal if deworming is needed. Routinely monitor for diarrhea and general vigor. Minimize overcrowding to lower disease risks. Ensure well-ventilated and clean sleeping areas. Part 2, weaning, a stressful, essential transition. Weaning is a goat keeper's balancing act. Done properly when kids are healthy, growing well, and able to thrive without mother's milk. Weaning strategies. Age-based. Common weaning age is 8 to 12 weeks. Earlier weaning is possible if kids are large, healthy, and eating solid food well. Weight-based. Do not wean until kids reach at least 2.5, 3x their birth weight. Gradual separation. Best to separate kids and does during the day, reuniting for night nursing for a week or more. Then wean fully. Abrupt weaning. Sometimes necessary for herd management. Provide extra feed and observe for setback signs. Stress reduction. Minimize changes. Maintain groups, avoid abrupt pen moves, and always offer familiar feed and water. Post-weaning setbacks. Some kids slow their growth after weaning. Support them with extra nutrition and calm handling. Watch closely for coughing from aspiration, diarrhea, or lethargy. Early intervention limits illness. The farmer's routine. Mark weaning dates for each batch. The first week post-weaning, check in every few hours, ready to support the stragglers or newly nervous. Part 3. Preparing for market, growing strong, building value. From weaning to sale or home use, every decision shapes meat quality, herd value, and your farm's reputation. Final growth. Feed for finish. Kids destined for market benefit from high quality, balanced diets that boost muscle, minimize excess fat, and keep them healthy. Continue rotating pastures if possible, and reduce environmental stresses. Clean, dry conditions mean better health and efficient feed conversion. Health checks before sale or harvest. Inspect for any lameness, visible wounds, signs of diarrhea, or evidence of internal/external parasites. Apply topical parasite control and perform any needed hoof trims. Complete all record updates. Buyer confidence and legal compliance depend on transparency. Handling and loading. Train goats with frequent gentle handling. Walk them calmly into pens and trailers. Never push or injure. Stress can impact meat quality and animal welfare. For auction or direct farm sales, schedule with as little waiting time as possible to reduce anxiety and shrink weight loss from stress. Building your name. Honest, well-raised animals sell better and fetch higher prices. Build a reputation for robust, disease-free, well-grown stock. Share your records and farm management practices with buyers. Knowledge and transparency go a long way. Personal reflection. The satisfaction of seeing a crop of sturdy market kids, gleaming coats, strong legs, playful eyes, cannot be overstated. Each season, the journey from kidding pens to market gates deepens your understanding. Resilience and preparation shape both farm and farmer. Chapter 8. Infrastructure Upgrades and Expansion. Part 1. Growing with Purpose, Planning for Expansion. A successful start with goats is only the first step. As your herd size and goals evolve, so must your farm's infrastructure. Expansion isn't just about acquiring more animals. It's a careful balance of land, resources, labor, and vision. Assessing when to expand. Stocking density. Monitor pasture recovery and animal health. Overcrowding breeds both stress and disease. Demand and sales. Only add goats if you can meet consistent market or family needs. Personal readiness. More animals mean more time and complexity. Assess your schedule and support network honestly. Laying out a master plan. Sketch your current and future facility layout, including paddocks, handling areas, shelter, water lines, and paths. Prioritize upgrades based on bottlenecks. Overworked shelters, slow water access, or unreliable fencing. Establish multi-year goals. Will you breed registered stock, pursue organic certification, or branch into value-added products? Farmer's insight. After several kidding seasons, my initial barn overflowed and pastures wore thin. I realized sustainable expansion required not just more space, but also better design. Smarter gates, more paddocks, and labor-saving infrastructure. Part 2. Innovations in fencing, shelter, and tech. Expansion is an opportunity to apply both lessons learned and advances in technology for efficiency, safety, and goat comfort. Fencing upgrades. Permanent versus portable. Use permanent woven wire for main enclosures and electric netting for rotational grazing. Predator control. Bury skirt wire, install solar sensors, or consider a livestock guardian dog for greater herds. Smart gates. Invest in spring-loaded latches and multi-access points. This saves labor and reduces animal stress during handling. Shelter innovations. Modular barns. Create movable, sectional stalls for kidding or isolating animals. Ventilation and lighting. Maximize airflow but limit drafts. Use natural light where possible for herd well-being. Feed storage. Rodent-tight bins and weatherproof structures cut waste and spoilage. Technological aids. Watering systems. Automatic, heated waterers save hours of labor and you're back in every season. Record keeping. Digital tools help track births, health events, and market weights. Accessible via phone in the field. Monitoring. Install wireless cameras for remote herd observation, especially during kidding or in predator-prone areas. Farmer's tip. Small changes, like switching to larger hay feeders or shaded mineral blocks, can dramatically cut feed waste and improve goat health. Expansion succeeds not by scaling what's inefficient, but by seeking better systems at every stage. Part 3. Building for the long haul, sustainable growth. Sustainable growth in a goat operation is rooted in stewardship of land, animals, budget, and time. Rotational grazing and land management. Divide pastures into smaller paddocks. Rotate herds every 1 to 2 weeks for optimal forage recovery and parasite control. Implement silvopasture. Integrate trees for shade, forage, and soil improvement. Reseed and rest tired pastures before adding more animals. Labor and family considerations. More goats equals more chores. Involve family in routines or consider hiring part-time help for busy seasons. Use labor-saving equipment. ATV-drawn hay sleds, rolling feed bins, efficient manure removal tools. Upgrading with intent. Any expansion should line up with both market goals and your long-term passion, whether that's a boutique operation or supplying a broader community. Community and resilience. Collaborate with neighboring farms to share equipment or coordinate breeding. Diversify. Consider agritourism, educational workshops, or value-added farm products as natural ways to grow your homestead's reach and income. Reflection. Growth is a process, not a sprint. Every fence post, new shelter, and extra goat brings a lesson. True expansion comes from matching vision with care, planning, and flexibility. The best operations flourish not just in numbers, but in the quality of life for both goats and keepers. Chapter 9: Pasture Management and Land Stewardship. Part 1: Mastering Rotational Grazing, Building Resilience in Every Acre. Managing pasture is the soul of sustainable goat farming. A thriving, diverse landscape supports the herd while shielding the land from exhaustion, weeds, and disease. Rotational grazing is your sharpest tool, balancing aggressive grazing with time for regrowth and recovery. Why rotate? Parasite control. Moving goats before pastures are overgrazed breaks the life cycle of internal parasites. Plant recovery. Rest periods between grazing encourage deeper roots and denser, more nutritious forage. Forage diversity. Goats are browsers. Multiple paddocks let them enjoy brambles, brush, and tender regrowth, improving health and meat quality. Grazing system blueprint. Map your farm. Divide grazing space into 4 to 8 paddocks. Set up flexible electric netting for ease. Rotation schedule. Move herds every 5 to 10 days, or sooner if pasture height drops below 4 inches. Rest periods. Let paddocks recover for at least 3 to 4 weeks before reuse in growing season. Monitor. Walk each paddock before and after, noting damage, erosion, or weed spread. Adjust management in response to rain, drought, or unexpected growth surges. Farmer's note. My best pastures came from letting nature lead. Watching for wildflowers, measuring grass heights by hand, and resting tired ground long enough to surprise it back to life after a dry summer. Part 2: Soil health, fertility, and erosion defense. Healthy goats depend on healthy soil. Every grazing decision should consider not just short-term forage, but the underground, living web that powers your operation. Reading the soil. Annual testing. Collect soil samples in spring. Test for pH, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and micronutrients. Organic matter. Seek dark, crumbly soils, the byproduct of old plant roots, compost, and manure management. Amendment needs. Apply lime or fertilizer only as needed, always respecting safety periods before reintroducing goats. Building soil fertility. Manure management. Let goats fertilize paddocks evenly by rotating frequently. Compost excess bedding and apply to tired fields. Cover crops. Plant fast-growing grains, legumes, or multi-species mixes in resting paddocks to add organic matter, cut weeds, and feed pollinators. Water conservation. Mulch bare ground with straw or wood chips. Install swales or berms to direct rainfall and limit runoff. Erosion control. Buffer zones. Leave grass borders around ditches, rivers, and hillsides to anchor soil. Pasture rest. Avoid grazing low or steep areas when soils are saturated. Hooves compact and scar fragile earth. Revegetation projects. Reseed thin spots with hardy grasses or browse plants. Use fencing to exclude goats until new growth is well established. Reflection. Every shovelful holds clues. Earthworms, root depth, and moisture content offer honest feedback on your stewardship. Long-term thinking means building land that will outlast your own footsteps. Part 3: Balancing goat needs with sustainable practice. Sustainability is about harmony. Using goats as ecosystem partners, not extractors. Browsing for a better future. Brush management. Let goats reclaim overgrown areas, reducing fire risk while opening up sunlight for new forage growth. Silvopasture. Integrate trees or wooded corridors with pasture. Goats seek shade in summer and leaves for extra browse, while the trees rebuild soil and capture water. Wildlife synergy. A diverse pasture landscape draws birds, pollinators, and beneficial insects. Goats support this web by turning weeds and brambles back into food. Drought, pests, and land fatigue. Drought survival. Rotate more quickly, offer supplemental hay, and protect sacrifice paddocks where goats are held in lean periods to give other fields a break. Pest patrol. Encourage birds and bats with nest boxes to tame fly and insect problems. Rest periods. Give land a chance to recover after hard years. Sometimes the greatest gift to your pasture is time. Farmer's closing thought. Long after the herd is gone for the day, the real work endures. Deep roots, spores, and seeds, carried from season to season by careful planning and responsive care. Good land stewardship isn't an afterthought. it's the living backbone of every resilient goat operation. Chapter 10, Marketing and Direct Sales. Part 1, Building Your Farm Brand and Story. In the saturated world of local meats and homestead products, your story is the most valuable currency. What sets your goat operation apart isn't just the quality of your product. It's the authenticity and trust that your presence brings to the table. Define your identity. Farm story. Share the origins. What called you to goats? What lessons you've learned? How your land shapes your practices? Transparency. Welcome visitors by appointment, post regular updates to social media, and share details about your goats' lives, feed, and healthcare. Values. Emphasize sustainability, animal welfare, family traditions, or unique breed choices. Whatever is organically true to your journey. Crafting a recognizable brand. Farm name. Choose a name that resonates with your vision and community. Visuals. Invest in clear, appealing photography. Show goats in green pastures, healthy and at ease. Consistency. Use the same logos, colors, and message across all materials. Engaging the community. Attend farmers' markets and food festivals. Offer guided farm tours or meet a goat days. Partner with local chefs or butchers for special tasting events. Part 2. Finding and keeping customers. Customers buying pasture-raised, homestead goat meat seek connections. They appreciate clear sourcing, honest marketing, and farm-fresh taste. Direct sales channels. Farmers markets. Bring cuts, recipe cards, and stories. Display pricing clearly and provide samples if permitted. CSAs. Community-supported agriculture offer goat meat as a seasonal share add-on or meat box subscription. On-farm sales. Host pickup days or freezer sale events for whole/half animals. Restaurant/retail. Network with local chefs, butchers, and stores prioritizing local and sustainable products. Customer communication. Collect customer emails for farm newsletters. Offer purchase reminders and product release updates. Stay active on social media. Share daily scenes, season highlights, and behind-the-scenes moments. Respond promptly to inquiries. Reliability builds trust. Value-added products. Consider sausage, jerky, or specialty marinated cuts if regulations allow. Goat hides, tallow for soap making, or pet treats can supplement main sales. Returning clients. Offer referral discounts or loyalty bonuses, e.g. free product after multiple purchases. Share simple recipes and cooking tips for goat, helping customers make the most of their purchase. Part 3. Navigating regulations, packaging, and trust. Selling homegrown meat means understanding rules and standards to ensure both safety and buyer confidence. Regulatory basics. Processing, research state and local requirements. Most items must be processed at USDA or state-inspected facilities for retail or restaurant sale. Labeling. Include clear information about cut, weight, packing date, and farm details. Follow legal guidelines for claims like grass-fed or free-range. Record keeping. Track every sale, customer contact, and freezer inventory for both tax and legal compliance. Packaging that sells. Appearance matters. Use vacuum-sealed or tightly wrapped packaging to preserve freshness and prevent freezer burn. Brand presence. Include farm name and logo, and a brief story or QR code linking buyers to your website or social media. Educational inserts. Recipes, handling tips, and reheating instructions turn a first-time customer into a farm advocate. Trust and transparency. Be upfront about availability, waiting lists, or limited runs. Scarcity can drive demand, but requires honesty and responsive communication. Share the results of any third-party certifications, animal welfare audits, or testimonials from repeat buyers. Farmers' experience. Early in my direct marketing journey, I learned the power of connection at a simple farm tour, where customers saw the goats, touched the fresh hay, and learned about pasture rotation. Their comfort and understanding turned casual shoppers into regulars. People who not only bought goat meat, but shared my story with their networks. Chapter 11, Value-Added Products and Diversification. Part 1, Creating Sausages, Jerky, and Specialty Meats. Value-adding transforms your goat operation. It provides new income streams, retains more profit on the farm, and invites deeper engagement with your community. With thoughtful practice, even small-scale producers can offer premium products that set them apart from bulk suppliers. Sausages and cured meats. Recipe development. Test recipes with family, friends, or chef partners. Mildly seasoned goat sausages, spiced merguez, or peppered jerky celebrate the natural flavors of the meat. Batch processing. Work with a local, licensed butcher who ensures regulatory compliance for inspected meat products. Many offer co-packing services. You supply the goats, they handle processing, packaging, and labeling. Marketing. Farm Sausage Day events, taste testings at farmers markets, and cooking demonstrations help build customer loyalty. Packaging, vacuum sealed, labeled with your farm brand, ingredients, and safe handling instructions. Jerky and dried snacks. Preparation. Slice lean cuts thin and marinate with herbs, garlic, or chiles. Use commercial dehydrators or work with processors for USDA-certified products. Labeling. Packaging should feature strong visuals and your farm story, helping customers connect to the quality and ethics behind the snack. Part 2, exploring byproducts, hides to soaps. Diversification isn't just about meat. Every part of a goat is useful when viewed with creativity and care. Goat hides. Tanning, clean, treat, and tan hides for use as rugs, chair covers, or artisan crafts. Partner with a local tannery or learn basic home tanning methods. Sales. Offer tanned hides at craft fairs, via your website, or as a premium add-on for repeat customers. Goat milk soap. Recipe development. Even small meat herds occasionally milk does. Natural goat milk soap, blended with essential oils and local herbs, can become a bestseller at markets. Workshops and kits. Host on-farm classes teaching soap making, or sell DIY kits online as an extension of your brand. Bones, tallow, and pet treats. Bones. Market as mineral-rich soup bones, dog chews, or include in value packs for loyal buyers. Tallow. Render for use in high-end soap, traditional cooking fats, or rugged hand creams for gardeners. Pet treats. Prepare simple all-natural dried treats for pets. Always checking compliance with local laws. Part 3. Branding, pricing, and launching new products. Expanding your offerings means new decisions in branding, pricing structure, and outreach. Branding essentials. Clear, consistent logos, farm color schemes, and packaging across all products. Story-driven labels. Connect each product to your farm story, your commitment to animal welfare, and your land stewardship. Professional, yet approachable messaging. Mix heritage with innovation. Pricing for success. Research market prices in your area for similar value-added items. Factor in all costs, raw product, processing, packaging, labor, overhead, and shipping for online orders. Consider bundle deals combining meat, sausage, and soap for higher per-sale value. Launch and feedback. Introduce new products to your most loyal customer base first. Solicit honest feedback for improvements. Leverage social media and farm email newsletters to announce releases, highlight ingredient sourcing, and tell behind-the-scenes stories. Attend holiday or specialty markets with new offerings where customers can sample, ask questions, and share ideas. Farmer's reflection. My first attempt at jerky was modest, sold in brown bags to a handful of market regulars. Their feedback, praise, suggestions for spice, even tips on packaging, shaped my next batches. Within a few seasons, value-added products accounted for a growing share of farm income and deepened relationships with community and customers alike. Chapter 12, Managing Finances and Risk. Part 1, Budgeting and Cost Control, Keeping the Farm in the Black. Running a successful goat operation demands as much attention to the books as to the barn. Sound financial practices elevate the enjoyable labor of farming into a sustainable livelihood and shield your business from the unexpected. Building a realistic budget. Fixed costs, land rent slash mortgage, insurance, long-term infrastructure, barns, fencing. Variable costs, feed, minerals, bedding, veterinary care, breeding stock, marketing, utilities, repairs, and hired labor. Startup versus ongoing. Initial investments, barn, fencing, herd, often dwarf annual recurring costs. Break them down year by year for clarity and planning. Hidden expenses. Plan for weather-related losses, equipment breakdowns, and emergency veterinary visits. Tools and systems. Use farm-specific accounting software or a simple spreadsheet to track monthly costs and income. Categorize by production area. Goat meat, value-added products, agritourism, for better insight. Match expenses to expected sales cycles. keep a rainy day fund for slow seasons and unforeseen losses. Cost-saving tips. Buy feed and bedding in bulk, directly from wholesaler or local mills. Repair rather than replace where safe and practical. Rotate pastures intensively to reduce supplemental feed and vet costs. Barter skills or products with neighbors for mutual benefit. Farmer's insight. Financial discipline is learned. My earliest years ran at a loss until I analyzed true costs and streamlined routines. A shift as important as any fencing upgrade. Part 2. Insurance and risk management for livestock producers. No matter how much care goes into planning, risks loom on every farm. Illness, whether disasters, theft, even public liability. Ensuring your assets and setting up smart policies turn potential devastation into manageable bumps. Essential farm insurance types. Property insurance covers barns, equipment, and fencing against fire, storms, vandalism, or theft. Livestock insurance ensures your herd against loss from named events, disease, accident, predation. Liability insurance. Critical if the public visits your farm or you sell directly to consumers. Product liability. For value-added products, jerky soap. Guard against claims arising from unforeseen reactions or health issues. Risk management strategies. Keep herds healthy and biosecure. Quarantine new stock, maintain records, follow a vaccination and deworming protocol. Store copies of records, health, sales, and insurance documents in a second secure location or the cloud. Fence and secure equipment, gates, and entrances to deter theft or trespass. Develop protocols for visitor safety, clear signage, supervised access, and waivers for events and workshops. Disaster preparation. Have a plan for power outages, water loss, or feed supply disruption. Keep reserve feed and water. Know evacuation routes and temporary shelter options for livestock in case of wildfire, flooding, or storm. Part 3. Planning for lean years and sustainability. Even the best herd faces tough years, drought, poor market prices, or disease outbreaks. Building a resilient business means thinking beyond the best-case scenario. Diversified income streams. Maintain side ventures, agritourism, byproducts, classes, to insulate your primary operation from downturns. Explore grant programs or low-interest loans for small farms during infrastructure upgrades or lean cash flow periods. Long-term sustainability. Reinvest profits in infrastructure and soil health first. These form the engine of productivity and business longevity. Review profit and loss statements quarterly. Compare to industry benchmarks. Network with mentors and extension agents to keep current on local market forces and risk factors. Farm succession and legacy. If family or cooperative run, draft a simple succession plan to ensure continuity during unanticipated transitions. Open discussion about future ambitions with partners or family. Clarity now prevents conflict later. Farmer's reflection. My own operation weathered a severe drought thanks to a buffer fund and side business income. Each season's end is a chance to review, revise, and renew. Financial stewardship is the invisible backbone of every resilient farm. Chapter 13. Labor, Family, and Community. Part 1. Managing workload and avoiding burnout. Operating a thriving goat farm demands more than physical strength. It takes careful orchestration of time, energy, and expectations. No matter the scale, the work can feel endless: feeding, checking fences, medical chores, marketing, and record keeping. Preventing burnout means embracing structure, honesty, and self-care. Workload management. Routine and flexibility. Establish daily, weekly, and seasonal checklists. Adapt these rhythms as the farm grows or as the seasons change. Prioritization. Identify tasks that must be done right away versus those that can wait. Emergencies, sick goats, broken fences, water issues, always leap to the front. Pacing. Take regular breaks, plan for unhurried meals, and schedule rest days where possible. Even a short pause can renew your focus. Learning to say no. Accept that not every opportunity, new animals, projects, partnerships, fits your goals or resources. Recognizing signs of overload. Persistent fatigue and irritability. Decline in animal care or business operations. Neglecting safety measures or cutting corners. Diminished enjoyment in daily routines. Withdrawal from family, friends, and farm community. Strategies for sustainability. Delegate chores where possible, whether to family, hired help, or reliable volunteers. Rotate tasks to keep skills fresh and avoid monotony. Invest in labor-saving devices, automatic waterers, hay accumulators, livestock gates, and low-maintenance fencing. Farmer's reflection. After a particularly grueling kitting season, I learned to schedule walkaway hours every week. Time spent reading, visiting friends, or simply watching the sunset. Those short breaks, fiercely protected, kept my passion for farming alive. Part 2: Delegation, family involvement, and seasonal help. Farms thrive on community, at home, and in the wider circle of trusted helpers. Involving others not only lightens the workload but stitches deeper bonds into every aspect of daily farm life. Family as partners. Nurture enthusiasm by teaching age-appropriate tasks and sharing farm successes. Make chores team efforts. Pair children or inexperienced adults with seasoned hands for safety and mentorship. Create rituals, family dinners, end-of-season celebrations, shared planning sessions. Hiring seasonal and part-time help. Recruit locally for peak times. Kitting, harvest, market seasons, or barn projects. Offer training in animal care, safety, and farm values. Explore trade arrangements. Work hours exchange for fresh goat meat, produce, or learning experiences. Building skills through delegation. Assign key roles. Someone responsible for feeding, another for record keeping, another for repairs. Trust team members with meaningful jobs. Provide feedback, encouragement, and fair compensation. The value of mentorship. Share your growing expertise with 4-H kids, interns, or beginning farmers. Host open farm days or clinics. Every lesson shared enriches the entire homesteading community. Part 3: Community support and relationships. No farmer is ever truly alone. Success grows not just from the land, but from the support of neighbors, local businesses, and regional networks. Strengthen community. Neighbor networking. Cooperate for bulk feed, group veterinary visits, equipment sharing, or land management projects. Mutual aid. Be quick to assist during another's crisis. Your own hour of need will surely come. Local groups. Join producer co-ops by cell networks, extension workshops, or agricultural fairs. Sharing knowledge. Offer to teach classes, give market demos, or write for local newsletters. Share triumphs and failures. True kinship is forged as much in challenge as in celebration. Advocacy and presence. Participate in local committees on agriculture, food systems, and land use. Your voice shapes policies affecting the future of goat farming. Support laws and initiatives that benefit sustainable, small-scale operations. Farmer's reflection. A brutal ice storm once left my homestead without power and water for 5 days. It was the neighbors, generous with hay, generators, and hot food, who turned disaster into a memory of gratitude and belonging. True resilience, I learned, is as much about community as it is about fences and fortitude. Chapter 14: Crisis Management and Adapting to Change. Part 1: Facing Natural Disasters and Unexpected Events. Farm life is shaped as much by hardship as by harvest. However careful your planning, disaster can arrive overnight. A furious storm, a sudden disease, economic upheaval, even a key piece of equipment breaking down in high season. True resilience begins when comfort ends. Emergency planning. Disaster kits. Keep a waterproof box with basic medical supplies, extra feed, batteries, flashlights, and emergency contact numbers. Evacuation plans. No safe paddocks, alternate shelter, and livestock loading strategies. Practice moving goats calmly so they recognize trailer or pen. Power backup. Invest in generators if possible. Stockpile drinking water and secure feed from rain or contamination. Community contacts. Maintain a list of neighbors, local shelters, and regional farm support organizations who can help with rescue, feed, or temporary relocation. Goat health and emergencies. Move affected goats to dry, safe ground immediately after flood, fire, or blizzard. Monitor for stress, dehydration, trembling, excess vocalizing, refusal to eat. Resume health checks as soon as possible after a crisis. Emergencies can mask the slow rise of illness that only appears days later. Farmer's reflection. One winter, an ice storm downed trees on fences. Escaping goats wandered toward the road in pre-dawn darkness. Quick calls to neighbors, a stash of feed, and months of routine training paid off. Fence repairs began with the help of many hands, and no animals were lost. Part 2: disease outbreaks and economic shocks, navigating contagion, immediate isolation. At signs of any contagious disease, isolate affected goats and gear. Disinfect boots, tools, and hands after handling. Communication. Notify your veterinarian and, where relevant, local authorities. Transparency protects animal health and market reputation. Quarantine area. Always keep a holding area ready for new or sick animals to prevent barn-wide infection. Adapting to economic uncertainty. Diversify sales. Balance direct sales, value-added products, and on-farm events to buffer against sudden market drops or regulatory changes. Reduce expenses. Tighten feed rations, defer non-urgent upgrades, and prioritize basic animal welfare during uncertain times. Explore grants. Many state and national agricultural organizations offer funding for small-scale producers during crisis years. Story from the field. A sudden market halt left meat unsold in freezers, but direct sales and freezer pack promotions to loyal customers cleared inventory. A new soap line, started out of necessity, grew into a popular sideline. Part 3. Contingency planning, innovation, and mental resilience. Building stronger systems. Draft a contingency plan for every main risk: natural disaster, disease, economic hardship, labor loss. Update and practice protocols at least once per season with family or staff. Join agricultural networks or online groups where real-time advice and mutual aid flow during crises. Cultivating adaptability. Review operations every year. Shed what's not working, double down on resilience. Pasture health, breed hardiness, labor-saving routines. Invest in training and education for new skills. From cheesemaking to social media, flexible income is the best insurance. Document each crisis and every solution. Your own notes form a living playbook for future storms. Supporting mental health. Connect with others. Don't isolate during stress. Talk openly about setbacks with friends, mentors, or support groups. Make time for rest, reflection, or small joys, especially after the adrenaline of crisis passes. Recognize when professional help is needed. Resilience includes knowing your limits. Farmer's reflection. The deepest crises, in my experience, cut through the illusions and distractions of farm life. I emerged more focused, creative, and grateful for every animal and ally. Crisis shapes not just the herd, but the character of the farmer keeping watch. Chapter 15. Record keeping, compliance, and legal essentials. Part 1. Establishing accurate farm records and tracking systems. Stewardship on a meat goat operation hinges not only on daily care, but on scrupulous records. Meticulous tracking transforms guesswork into evidence-based decision-making and protects the business from regulatory or market surprises. Why records matter? Health and welfare, log vaccinations, deworming, illness and recovery for each animal, early detection trends save lives. Breeding. Chart pedigrees, heat cycles, birth dates, parentage, and offspring outcomes. This guides future breeding decisions and improves genetic progress. Production. Track growth rates, feed conversion, input costs, and market weights to gauge efficiency and profitability. Compliance. Inspections, certifications, or grant applications require proof of husbandry and sales practices. Tools for modern record keeping. Physical logbooks. A durable notebook for field notes, quick, reliable for small operations. Spreadsheets. Create editable, sortable records by animal, date, or event. Farm management software. Cloud-based tools offer reminders, analytics, and mobile access for herds of any size. Tips from the field. Record problems and solutions. Not just numbers. These notes build a living handbook for future reference. Backup digital files regularly and store physical records in a safe, dry spot. Color code files or tabs. Health red, breeding blue, expenses green, sales yellow. Part 2. Legal obligations for livestock producers. Operating within the law is fundamental to long-term sustainability and risk reduction. Licenses and registrations. Business license. Local governments may require a basic business registration, even for sole proprietors. Livestock registrations. Some states require herd or premise identification for animal movement and traceability. Processing approvals. Direct sales often require meat to be processed at inspected facilities. Secure plant relationships and confirm compliance for your sales channels. Taxes. keep careful records of income, expenses, and depreciation for year-end reporting. Consult an accountant with farm experience. Animal welfare and traceability. Abide by state and federal animal health statutes. Provide adequate food, water, shelter, and prompt treatment for illness. Track animal movements on and off the farm. Many states mandate logs of incoming breeding stock or market sales. Sales and food safety. Label all value-added products accurately, including ingredients, processing date, weight, and claim verifications. For raw meat sales, follow all USDA and local health department regulations on transportation, storage, and selling. Farm visits and liability. Require visitors to sign waivers and follow biosecurity protocols. Post safety signs and provide clear directions for farm stand sales or public events. Part 3. Building trust and transparency. A reputation for honesty is your best marketing. Thoughtful compliance and transparent records cultivate confidence among customers, regulators, and the wider community. Communicating clearly. Share your production practices openly, in descriptions, label stories, and during farm tours. Promptly address product recalls or health advisories if they arise, with support and guidance for affected customers. Certifying your practices. Explore animal welfare, organic, or grass-fed certifications. These signal commitment and often open new markets. Display certificates, test results, or customer testimonials in marketing materials and online spaces. Partnering for success. Join local producer associations or co-ops to stay informed of changing regulations and business resources. Maintain good relationships with inspectors, processors, and AG extension staff. Farmer's reflection. My farm's turning point came after a surprise state audit. Thanks to detailed records from breeding events to sales receipts, the process went smoothly and new buyers trusted my operation more deeply moving forward. Consistent record keeping became not just a chore, but a cornerstone of pride and security. Chapter 16. Processing, packaging, and getting ready for market. Part 1. Coordinating with processors, humane slaughter, and custom cuts. The path from pasture to plate is never more critical or more scrutinized than at processing. Meat quality and ethical transparency meet here, shaping both your operation's reputation and product value. Choosing the right processor. Inspection. Confirm that the processor is USDA or state inspected as required for retail sales. Visit potential facilities to assess cleanliness, handling protocols, and communication ease. Scheduling. Book slaughter dates well in advance, particularly before holidays or peak market periods. Custom options. Determine available cut sheets. Whole carcass, primal cuts, custom sausages, offal, bone-in slash out options. Humane handling. Choose facilities with a focus on low-stress animal handling before and during slaughter. Ask to see holding pens and discuss their animal welfare policies. Clear communication. Provide concise, written instructions for preferred cuts and packaging. Develop a phone or text relationship for quick clarification. Transporting goats to the processor. Ensure animals are healthy, calm, and properly identified before loading. Withhold feed for 12 hours before transport, but always provide water. Secure goats in a clean, well-bedded trailer and transport early or late in the day to avoid heat stress. The processing experience. Ask for a processing tour. Seeing the workflow builds understanding and trust. Retain all relevant records, batch numbers, kill dates, weights, and processor statements for your food safety records. Part 2. Ensuring food safety and quality standards. Delivering a safe, high-quality product is a legal and moral responsibility. Careful attention to detail protects customer health and sustains farm reputation. Food safety essentials. Processing standards. Work only with processors using SWIFT sanitary practices. Carcasses should be quickly cooled, inspected, and handled by trained staff. Chilling and storage. Request immediate, uniform chilling to prevent spoilage and maximize tenderness. Packaging environment. Meat should be packaged in clean, cold, and well-monitored facilities. Vacuum sealing or heavy-duty freezer paper are typical options. Traceability. Maintain a clear protocol linking each animal from herd records through processor and to final customer. Handling and delivery. Use insulated coolers or freezer vehicles for farm deliveries and maintain a cold chain for all direct sales. Quality checks. Inspect finished cuts for cleanliness, proper labeling, and packaging integrity. Taste test each batch, when possible, to monitor consistency across seasons and changes in feeding regimens. Problem resolution. Discard any product that is mishandled, smells off, or shows damage or discoloration. Address customer complaints promptly with refunds, replacements, and transparent communication. Part 3. Packaging and storytelling. Making your product stand out. Great packaging is about protection, marketing, and communication in one. Every sale is a chance to reinforce your farm's identity and build lasting loyalty. Packaging tips. Labeling. Clearly display farm name, animal breed, processing date, cut name, weight, and inspection stamp, alongside a brief origin story or cooking tip. Design. Use colors and logos that tie back to your farm brand. Small touches, custom stickers, recipe cards, QR codes. Bring your story to the customer's table. Sizing. Offer package sizes matched to your market. Singles and small families appreciate variety packs. Chefs may prefer primal cuts. Freezer readiness. Ensure packaging is airtight and suitable for extended frozen storage with clear best-by dates. Marketing materials. Consider small brochures, business cards, or reusable bags included in first orders. Feature testimonials, certifications, organic, grass-fed animal welfare, and farm photos on labels and inserts. Reaching your audience. Use social media, email newsletters, and website updates to share behind-the-scenes looks at the processing journey. Transparency fosters loyalty and builds anticipation. Solicit and showcase customer feedback. Photos, recipes, and reviews speak louder than advertisement alone. Farmer's perspective. Sending your first home-raised goats to market is bittersweet, a mix of pride and nerves. The relief comes in unboxing a product you've monitored from birth, through field, barn, and butcher, knowing you can stand fully behind its quality. Chapter 17, Customer Relations and After-Sale Experience. Part 1, Fostering Repeat Buyers and Responding to Feedback. Building a loyal customer base is key to a thriving goat meat business. Repeat buyers not only provide steady income, but also become advocates who help spread your farm's story. Customer engagement. Reach out with personalized thank you notes, emails, or calls. Recognize special occasions or repeat orders. Requesting feedback. Encourage customers to share their experiences via surveys, social media comments, or direct messages. Listen carefully, respond thoughtfully, and implement common suggestions. Problem resolution. Address complaints swiftly and professionally. Offering refunds, replacements, or discounts on future purchases can transform a negative experience into a positive one. Share success stories. Highlight satisfied customers in newsletters or on social channels to build social proof and generate new interest. Part 2. Building a community around your goat products. Creating a sense of belonging transforms transactions into relationships and customers into farm ambassadors. Farm events. Host seasonal open days, tastings, or farm dinners that introduce customers to the land, animals, and people behind their food. Educational content. Share recipes, cooking tips, and raising stories through blogs, videos, or newsletters to deepen appreciation and connection. Social media. Create groups or pages where customers can interact, share photos, ask questions, and celebrate farm life together. Loyalty programs. Offer discounts, exclusive access, or early product releases to frequent buyers as a token of appreciation. Part 3. Turning satisfied eaters into loyal farm ambassadors. Satisfied customers who share their enthusiasm become your most powerful marketing tool. Referral incentives. Encourage word of mouth by giving rewards for bringing new customers, such as discounts or free products. Encourage sharing. Invite customers to post recipes, reviews, and photos online. Run contests or campaigns that celebrate user-generated content. Collaborate locally. Connect with restaurants, chefs, and food bloggers who can showcase your goat meat in creative dishes and expand your reach. Consistent quality. Above all, maintain excellent product quality, transparency, and customer care. These keep old customers coming back and attract new ones. Chapter 18. Seasonality, scaling, and future-proofing your operation. Part 1. Adapting to seasonal challenges and opportunities. Each season brings different rhythms, challenges, and opportunities to a goat meat farm. Adaptability and anticipation are at the heart of resilience, allowing the operation to thrive regardless of weather, market, or herd changes. Spring, kitting season, requires intensive monitoring, clean pens, and round-the-clock attention to mothers and kids. Pasture awakening, begin rotational grazing, reseed worn areas, and monitor for early weeds or wet soil conditions. Marketing kickoff. Spring festivals and early markets are prime venues for new product launches and connecting with customers after winter. Summer. Grazing management. Rotate frequently to avoid overgrazing and minimize parasite buildup. Ensure consistent access to shade and cool water. Breeding preparation. Move bucks and does according to planned breeding schedules for fall kids. Community engagement. Host farm tours, on-site dinners, or educational workshops. Long days encourage participation and forge deeper connections. Autumn, weaning and sales. Kids reach market weight, and the focus turns to selling, finishing, and preparing for winter. Health checks, final vaccinations, hoof trims, and a health assessment for overwintering herds prevent problems in colder months. Pasture maintenance, clean up, reseed, and rest fields. Repair fencing and shelters. Winter, shelter and feeding. Supplement hay and minerals as pastures go dormant. Ensure bedding is dry and pens are draft-free. Planning. Analyze records, review finances, and lay out goals for the coming year. Attend workshops or community meetings for new ideas and collaboration. Part 2. Planning for growth without losing hands-on care. Scaling your farm means more animals, greater sales, and added responsibilities. Sustainable growth hinges on keeping core values, quality, animal care, and personal connection at the forefront. Stepwise expansion. Grow incrementally, adding goats, infrastructure, or staff only when current systems can manage the load. Automation. Invest in automatic waterers, efficient feeders, and record-keeping tools to save labor and increase reliability. Staff training. Develop standard operating procedures and delegation plans to maintain care quality as you grow. Outsourcing. For certain tasks, processing, website management, delivery. Hire specialists to free up your time for the essential farm work and customer relations. Maintaining the hands-on touch. Even as the farm grows, make time for direct animal care and customer interactions. These moments anchor the operation's values and reinforce the trust essential for long-term success. Part 3. Innovating to build a resilient, future-proof farm. Farming is an ever-evolving pursuit. Embracing innovation, staying open to new markets, and preparing for change ensure your operation can withstand the unexpected. Product diversification. Experiment with new value-added products, extend into on-farm experiences, or partner with other local producers for bundled goods. Agritech. Monitor water, soil, and animal health with digital platforms and remote sensors. Eco-friendly initiatives. Explore solar or wind power, water recycling, or regenerative grazing techniques to reduce environmental footprint and cut long-term costs. Market adaptation. Survey customers and local trends regularly. Be ready to pivot. Introduce different product sizes, cooking kits, or subscription models as demand shifts. Learning from others. Network widely. Visit other successful farms, participate in farmer-to-farmer exchanges, or invite experts for on-farm workshops. Each perspective brings new techniques and inspiration. Farmer's reflection. When my farm reached its 10th spring, it looked and felt nothing like the first. Infrastructure, herd genetics, and customer base all transformed. Yet the daily care, learning, and honest stewardship remained at the center. Adaptation, not scale alone, was the hallmark of lasting success. Chapter 19. Legacy, mentorship, and giving back. Part 1. Sharing wisdom. Mentorship and community contribution. No homestead reaches its full potential in isolation. The most enduring goat farms extend their legacy by sharing knowledge with newcomers, supporting youth, and providing leadership in the farming community. Mentorship in action. Formal mentoring. Open your farm to interns, for H and FFA students, or apprentices seeking firsthand experience. Structured programs leave a lasting impression, shaping future farmers' ethics and skills. Informal support. Give neighborly advice, answer questions on online forums, or help troubleshoot for beginners nearby. A quick phone call or an evening walkthrough can save a new operation from hardship. Workshops and demonstrations. host open farm days or hands-on classes on feeding, hoof care, birthing, or pasture rotation. Demonstrating skills builds bonds and spreads confidence more effectively than any written guide alone, empowering the next generation. Share stories, the good and the bad. Learning from someone else's hardest moments lessens the sting of a new farmer's first setback. Encourage experimentation and innovation. Pass on traditions, but remain open to fresh ideas and technologies. Farmer's reflection. Seeing a neighbor's child handle their first difficult delivery, or watching a former apprentice set up their own farm, brings fulfillment that transcends profit. True legacy is measured in lives changed, not just fields fenced. Part 2. Planning for farm succession or multi-generational stewardship. Every successful farm eventually faces the question, who will carry this work forward? Making a plan ensures that the land, animals, and accumulated wisdom endure. Elements of succession planning. Open communication. Regularly discuss goals, intentions, and future plans with family or business partners. Bring clarity to roles and expectations before a transition is needed. Documentation. Formalize farm ownership, operations manuals, herd records, and financial details. Wills, trusts, or business entities can ensure smooth transfer and protection for all parties. Training and involvement. Gradually increase responsibility for the next generation or successor. Start with simple tasks and advance to management decisions and strategic planning. Exit strategy. Plan for partial retirement, mentorship from the sidelines, or even selling to an outside party if family or trusted associates are not able to continue. Stewardship principles. Prioritize land health. Leave the soil more fertile, the pastures more diverse, and the watershed cleaner than you found them. Guide the next stewards on community responsibility, transparency, and holistic animal care as core values. Part 3. Leaving a lasting mark, giving back beyond the farm. A well-run goat operation can uplift not only its owners, but the wider region and agricultural universe. Ways to give back. Education. Volunteer to teach at local schools, colleges, or community organizations. Bring goats to classrooms or fairs to spark curiosity and respect for agriculture. Food security initiatives. Donate surplus animals or meat to food banks or cooperative stores. Partner with charities during tough winters or holidays to share abundance. Leadership. Serve on boards for local producer groups, extension offices, or nonprofit organizations supporting rural vitality. Land conservation. Contribute to watershed or wildlife projects, host field studies, or set aside land for pollinators and native flora. Reflection on legacy. Legacy is the sum of your daily efforts, each lesson, hardship, and harvest. The most meaningful mark a farmer leaves is not in awards or bottom lines, but in the thriving pasture, mentored hands, and stronger communities built through a spirit of generosity and stewardship. Chapter 20. The Homesteader's Journey, Reflections, and New Beginnings. Part 1. Celebrating Achievements, From Dream to Daily Life. Reaching the end of the goat-raising journey offers a rare vantage. The chance to look back, honor every hardship, and take pride in what has become a living legacy. Walk the field at dawn, listen to the contented bleats, and realize how months of uncertainty, countless repairs, stormy nights, and sleepless kidding seasons have knitted you into the world of true stewards. Key achievements. Self-sufficiency. Enjoying home-raised meat, milk, and value-added products that nourish your table and community. Land renewal. Healthier soil, stronger pastures, and improved biodiversity. Proof of your care. Community connection. Friendships forged at markets, shared wisdom with newcomers, and loyal customers who return season after season. Personal growth. Patience, resilience, and adaptability honed through lived experience. Qualities that serve beyond the farm gate. Farmer's reflection. What once seemed impossible became routine. Recognizing a goat's distress from across a field, weathering disaster, or loading the trailer for market with steady hands. Little by little, you cease being a student of the land and become its partner. Part 2. Embracing ongoing growth. What endures beyond the work? No farm is finished. Even the most seasoned homesteaders find new goals after every season. New breeds to try, pastures to reclaim, markets to explore, and relationships to deepen. Continuous learning. Subscribe to agricultural journals, network with other producers, or take online and in-person courses to keep pace with emerging practices and technologies. Creative evolution. Experiment with new rotational systems, sustainable technologies, or innovative products that challenge and excite you. Generosity and success. Mentor others, give talks, share your story so that new hands find their footing faster and with greater confidence than you did. Passing it on. Write down your hard-won lessons. Chronicle the seasons. What worked and what didn't, for the next generation, or even just your future self. Every record enriches the tapestry of excellence. Part 3. Inviting the next chapter. Homesteading as a living journey. The end of one journey is only the beginning of another. Whether you pass stewardship to family, launch a new project, or simply pause to appreciate what you've built, the spirit of homesteading asks that you stay curious, generous, and open to constant renewal. Inspiration for the next generation. Your example becomes someone's roadmap. Each decision, big or small, adds to the collective story of sustainable agriculture and local food security. Celebrate not only harvests, but also troubles overcome and wisdom gained. Extend hospitality. Invite others to walk your pastures, share a meal, and witness the beauty and grit of a life well lived.